I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Washington quarterback Desmond Williams Jr. stuns the Washington Huskies by entering the transfer portal days after he signed a $4 million NIL deal to return. School is pursuing legal action and won't assist his transfer, citing contract language that gives Washington the rights to his name and image. This thing is going sideways, man.
I told you it was going to. I mean, it wasn't hard to see this coming. Kind of no regulation, no real rules, just like it's crazy. The NFL players have bigger restrictions. These guys, it's like whatever you want. Whatever you want to do. And it's justified in your own head. Hey, I got to take care of myself. You know, the people think, I got to do me. Okay. This is crazy, though.
This is absolutely insane. You signed a for me. And you know what it is? It's literally the Wild Wild West.
It is.
Somebody said to him, we'll give you, and I'll throw out a $6 million NIL deal. Don't worry about that. We know there's no legal ramifications. Just enter the transfer portal. There's nothing they can do about it. We know that. And whoever's on the other side telling them this is opening up Pandora's box because it might happen to them.
Absolutely. Well, now that you've seen it, you don't think it's going to happen again?
Yeah, it is.
If they don't fix it? Absolutely.
They've got to fix this badly because this is absolutely, it's going to make your product unwatchable because people don't want to see this.
No.
And it has nothing to do with you not wanting athletes to get paid. I think the majority of us are in line and in step with athletes getting paid. I think the majority of us are. We understand the amount of money that's made in college athletics, major college athletics. What I don't like as a fan is the uncertainty of who's on the roster from year to year.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't like that.
I don't like it either.
I don't know who these guys are. You realize next year when you watch the Terps, if you're a Terp fan, you're not going to know who's on your roster. It's going to be all new people. Now, you get used to every 2-3 years having to purge the roster, so to speak. But this is insane.
This is crazy. You sign to an enormous sum of money, and then you decide, nah, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe the story when I saw it. Like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
It was bad enough. I hate the portal as it is because, as you said, you can't really build a team because Purdue basketball used to have a way of hanging on to guys. They had upperclassmen yep. playing for a long time. They were good always because you had seniors playing. Now it's like if you don't think you get enough to, boom, I'm out. Look at Maryland. When Will left, I think everybody left except one player. Like, one guy was left.
You probably wish he'd left.
But, I mean, that's crazy. It really is. And it is, in that case, I guess I could see it. It's, you know, that's the coach left who recruited you. But this is just a whole different story. The university commits to you, gives you a bag of money, and now you're gone? Like, wow.
It's just, you know, and again, I'm not the guy, I'm not the old man that says athletes shouldn't be paid. I'm the old man that says athletes absolutely should be paid.
Right. You've always said that.
I think the name, image, and likeness thing is a fraud. You mean if everybody knows who you are, you get more money, but the kid on the back end of the bench who's putting in the same amount of work doesn't get any money.
It's nothing.
So name, image, and likeness is just a smokescreen.
Yeah.
They should all be paid.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. But this is not the way. There has to be some kind of contractual obligation that says that you need to be there for a certain amount of time in order to cash in. Or pay me back. That's it.
Yeah, like the military academies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leave there if you want. Owe the government some money.
Yeah, you owe the government money.
I don't know. Will it ever be fixed?
I don't know. I mean, the NCAA is got this toothless, always has been.
It's because they don't matter.
I think it don't matter. So, I mean, they're not going to fix it. Who's going to fix it? I mean, the conference is going to get there. I don't know. I really don't know. Because, frankly, there are schools that this is going to, you know, put in an advantageous position. And there's lesser schools because you got more money. This is great for you. You can steal people who already, you know, even if they sign with somebody else. Texas is a very well-endowed school.
Oh, yeah.
The money there is tremendous. Big-time football program. You think they wouldn't benefit from this? And obviously the SEC, you know, the blue blood teams, and of course. But it's not going to be the Northwesterns of the world and teams like that. So I just don't know how you do it.
Remember the kid, was it Schooler, was his last name? Matthew Schooler from UNLV who left because UNLV didn't honor the NIL deal. They didn't pay him exactly what they said they were going to pay him. So middle of the season, I think UNLV was in like undefeated or in first place or something in their conference. Middle of the season, he just up and leaves. I'm gone. Why are you gone? NIL deal. They told me they were going to give me this. They didn't give me this.
Yeah.
Left. And I don't blame the kid, but these are the things that are now happening in the NCAA.
In that case, I don't blame him. If you promise them his money, give the man his money. Like, that's the way it works. And then, you get mad at him. Like, remember years ago, it was in a contract negotiation here, like, a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they were playing hardball, saying, go across the street, see how much they'll give you. See how valuable you are. I came back with an offer sheet in a day. Doubled my salary, gave me another week's vacation. I swear to you. I handed it to them. Do you know our program director at the time goes, I can't believe you did that. I swear to you.
Really?
100%. I said, you guys told me to do this. And all they had was a right to match, so I had to stay. And then the other station got mad at me because they thought I was using them.
Oh, I remember this. Yeah. I remember this.
Yeah.
Let's go to Joe in Woodbury. What's up, Joe?
You know when y'all talking about something that hits me hard to the core, I got to call in, man. You just said everything I've been thinking, man. There needs to be a structure, man. There needs to be some obligation for these kids. I heard.
Well, there's no structure, there's chaos.
Yeah.
That's right. And that's in the good book, brother. I already know that. And I didn't know it at one time. But what I'm saying, man, Pandora box is open. And, don't you supposed to have contingency plans for, you know, some people don't have foresight, you know, but what I really want to say to you, Rob, think about this. There's a need for greed. No matter how much you got, you always want more. So when one kid got one, you know, astronomical. I mean, this is going to get so far out of hand the way they're going to wish they never did it. But what are you to do, right? So that's all I had to say, Rob, because I saw it getting where it's getting, but this is just the beginning. And then now that gambling is involved with everything, man, everything is just coming to a forefront beyond any of our imaginations. But we just got to ride it out, I guess, brother. Y'all have a safe and blessed day.
You too. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jonas Schaefer joins us at 9:30, but on the other side, a report from Gary Myers stated that Steve Bisciotti went against the front office to fire John Harbaugh. Your thoughts? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fan. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Gary Myers reports John Harbaugh's firing was solely Ravens owner Steve Bisciotti's decision. And he went against the front office, and they could not talk him out of it. He also goes on to say that previously reported the problem was between Harbaugh and Lamar. Actually, the problem was Lamar and offensive coordinator Todd Monken, not with Harbaugh. Ed, are you surprised that Bisciotti went against his front office to fire his coach?
No. Ultimately, he's in charge. I mean, it's his right. He's the owner. I mean, he has these guys, you know, he hires them to do the football stuff, but he doesn't have to do what they say. He just takes their advice. And I guess he just felt it was time. Because the one thing people may or may not know is I've been around Bisciotti at games, even before he was the primary owner, when the Modell was still alive. He's a fan. And I've been at games with him since he's the owner, in the box with him, and he gets mad when they lose or they do something stupid. Or so, you know, it's not like he's an owner, just a dispassionate owner who's just doing this to, you know, have a measuring contest. I own a football team. He loves his team. He wants them to win. I think his reaction had a lot of fan in it where, nope, I've seen enough. We're done. And I firmly believe that. Because I have a feeling DaCosta was going to try and talk him out of it. But I don't know that. This is me guessing.
Yeah. And it goes back to this. Ed. Remember everybody said, well, a lot of people were saying that if he loses this game being the Steelers, he could get fired. Mm-hmm. And my statement was, whatever they're going to do with John Harbaugh, Bisciotti has already decided. Mm-hmm. Does that look like a man who decided in week 18, or does that look like a man who already had his mind made up?
No, I'm sure he had his mind made up.
He had his mind made up. Week 18 did not decide John Harbaugh's
No,
fate.
Because, I mean, given the way the game ended and stuff with, you know, a missed field goal, yeah, keeps you out of playoffs, I don't think he would fire him.
Right.
Because Loop missed a kick.
If that was the case, though, why are you having 5 hours of meetings?
What do you mean?
If he had already made his mind up.
But I think to talk him out of it. I'm assuming there was people presenting, like, you know, the defense on the other side.
He didn't meet with Harbaugh for 5 hours. Bashadi had 5 hours of meetings.
I understand that, but you have to say that some of those meetings are...
What?
I have trouble believing that it was just already decided. If they had gone to the AFC Championship game, I don't think that he's
firing him.
I also
said, other than a long playoff run. I did say that. Other than playoff run, this thing is already done. If he makes it to the playoffs and loses to the... Were they playing Texans?
Yeah, they would play
Texans on Monday night. Mm-hmm. He's fired. He's still fired. You know, because that's not the goal.
Yeah, especially another night primetime game that you lose in the same season.
Now you're 3-7 at home.
Yeah.
I think anything other than a long playoff run, I think John Harbaugh was already done. I don't think last Sunday night determined the fate of John Harbaugh. I just don't believe that.
I'm with you on this one. I don't either. And I think he was going in with that mindset that he was not happy about the way the season went. All the things we've talked about, you know, the abandonment of Derrick Henry and things of that of nature. And then, of course, you had the friction with Lamar and Monken. And then Harbaugh, you know, not wanting to get rid of Monken, you know, siding with his coach over the player, which is something I think you should do. The player works to the coach. He's got to listen to him. So I don't know. I just think, you know, the 5 hours was probably people like, you know, either on the coaching staff or Eric DaCosta sitting down and just making a case of why and giving them the alternatives out there. Who we're going to get if we do this, if you make this move. There's just a lot that goes into it other than saying you're out.
410-583-1057, Mike in Pigtown. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, gents. How y'all doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm just right. I appreciate the asking. I kind of follow up on what you're saying with Bashadi. Goes back to my point of Harbaugh, whatever, in spite of, or that I think, like before with Caldwell, they had to go against Harbaugh to get offensive coordinator and do the job. And we went on the miracle run. I think, again, with Joe, no, the meeting went so long because
your phone has gremlins. Let's go to Mike in Severna Park. What's up, Mike?
Yes, happy Thursday, Ravens, to you all. I have two comments. Monken, you know, honestly, the first year we had him, he kind of let Lamar loose-wise and the stats, and, I mean, I thought Lamar played the best. I don't know what happened between the 2 years, you know, the 1 year and the following year. But I don't know if Bashadi or anyone's listening. I have the best idea for the next coach, and I wanted to hear what you guys thought about this. Charlie Weiss Jr., because Trinidad Chandler reminds me a lot of Lamar, and he's kind of in between jobs now. And I think we need an offensive coach like that.
I thought Charlie Weiss Jr. was going to LSU with Kiffin. Hello? And Charlie Weiss Jr. coming in because he has a quarterback similar to Lamar. How does that help a defense that can't get to the quarterback? That's fine.
Yeah, same thing. Okay.
You know, but I thought Charlie Weiss Jr. was headed to LSU with Kiffin.
He is.
Okay, that's what I thought. He's not in between jobs.
There are some people saying, though, that he might be enticed.
I'm sure he can be. It's the NFL job.
NFL job.
There was one other update for the Ravens, who they're interviewing. Davis Webb, who is the Broncos quarterback coach.
Okay.
He's 30.
What?
He would be,
really?
He's younger than
you.
Me, and he's going
so you can call him young man.
I looked at him, I was like, oh, no. That doesn't feel good.
Marcus in Odenton. What's up, Marcus?
How you doing? I just got two questions. How y'all feel about Ravens bringing back Belichick to the pros as head coach? And how about Brian Daboll as OC? Any guys ain't got any reason why he's not getting consideration here in Baltimore? And that's all, man.
Brian Daboll reportedly has a job. Am I right?
Well, no, he's a coaching in Canada. He's got a head coaching job in Canada. He's rumored to be come back as the OC
somewhere. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
He has an agreement rumored.
Rumored, yeah.
There's a rumor that he could go back to the, or he could come back to the NFL with the Commanders.
Yeah. That's the coach. All right. East Baltimore, Billy. What's up, Billy?
What's up, Rob, Eric?
What's up, man?
Now, first of all, let me say this. Let me get this out, man. Then I want y'all to say something. First of all, you know Lamar is one of the best athletes on our team, right?
He's the best athlete on the team, yeah.
Now, the last couple games Flacco played, we had some type of offensive plays where you plugged in Lamar Jackson with Flacco on a trick play. Where was that creativity at? And where was the cleverness for John Harbaugh to think about on the last two touchdowns? Well, really, the last touchdown was Zay Flowers last Sunday. Where was the cleverness for them to let them know that he did not have to rush to get in the end zone?
No, he could have taken a knee at the one. Yeah.
Well, that's another reason why we never had that type of creativity from John Harbaugh. Bill Belichick would have told his players, don't go in the end zone, knowing your defense couldn't stop nothing.
And they had no timeouts.
Who ain't had no timeouts?
Pittsburgh.
Exactly.
Yeah, they could have just run the clock out.
We don't
much.
Know that he didn't say that, though.
Correct.
And Zay Flowers, I don't think, is going to throw himself under the bus. Mm-hmm. And John Harbaugh is definitely not going to throw his own player under the bus.
No.
So, and unless we ever get the unedited Ravens wired information of them talking to each other on the sideline.
Because it seems like fairly obvious when you think about it. The Steelers have no timeouts. Punish them for burning them early. Just 2:20 left on the clock or something.
Yeah, you would have been able to get down to the 2-minute warning.
You get to 2-minute warning, and then you just take a knee a couple of times, and then you know you should timeouts until you kick either whatever you go in from the one.
Joe LaCroix Encore 9:45, but on the other side, Jonas Schaefer joins us up next on the Fan, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now from the Baltimore Banner, he is Jonas Schaefer. What's going on, Jonas?
Morning, guys. How's it going?
All right. Doing well, man. Doing well. Listen, we've heard several reports nationally, and we know you have your finger on the pulse of this team. First of all, the report that Steve Bisciotti let John Harbaugh go fired him against what the front office wanted is based on what you know. Is that report accurate?
I don't think so. It's kind of tough to get an accurate read on what exactly happened inside that room. You know, I don't have a wire to Steve Bisciotti, and it's been tough to get a hold of John Harbaugh. So, I haven't heard really anything that would be backing that information.
Did the news take you by surprise when you heard it?
Yeah. I mean, I thought that if it was going to happen, it was going to happen later in the week. You know, once these guys maybe had a chance to actually, you know, realize that they were kind of in an intractable position. I didn't think it would happen on Tuesday. I frankly didn't think it would happen at all. Like I thought just with the fact that Steve Bisciotti knew that John Harbaugh was a guy who has evolved, who has found ways to move past, you know, humps before, you know, he turned this offense from a Joe Flacco offense into a Lamar Jackson offense. He has always been on the cutting edge defensively, always looking for new stuff on special teams. I just thought that there would be more of a trust from Steve Bisciotti in, you know, this guy who you've had for 18 years could do it maybe for one more. And if that wasn't going to be the year, then, yeah, you look for someone else as opposed to turning the page to year 20. So, obviously, that clearly wasn't the prognosis. Steve Bisciotti clearly wants to win right now. He sees right now as the window with Lamar and the rest of his team, and he just didn't think John Harbaugh was the guy to take him over that hump.
Here with Jonas Schaefer from Baltimore Banner. Jonas, in your own words or your perspective, what led to the firing exactly of John Harbaugh? Where did the relationship go bad? Was it really Todd Monken or was it John Harbaugh himself?
I think it was just a confluence of factors. You know, we know that, yes, there was not a great relationship between Todd Monken and this Ravens offense. You know, we did a story midseason talking about how some Ravens sources were not happy about the game planning. They weren't happy about the play calling. They weren't happy about a lot of stuff. And, you know, the offense got a little bit better, but it still wasn't that great. We've seen just kind of a disconnect between John Harbaugh and Lamar going back a couple of years now on, you know, as simple a thing as injury timetables. Like, you guys remember the 2021 and 2022 season when no one really knew when Lamar was coming back, and you know, you wonder if Lamar was even in the building. And at one point, Lamar, a couple of years ago, had to issue that statement about, you know, how his knee was doing. So I think there are a lot of little things that the Ravens could have done better. And if John Harbaugh thought that he was doing things the right way, and it was insistent on certain things that Steve Bisciotti was unwilling to budge on, then I guess that was a breaking point. And it has to have been a pretty significant breaking point, because that's a lot of money and pretty early in the contract to bail from a guy that you've had for 18 years.
Yeah. Do you think the one thing that really stuck in my throat, and a lot of fans, was the abandonment of the run when it was going so well, even in game flow. Like, it wasn't like it wasn't working. You got a Hall of Fame running back, he's having a great game, and all of a sudden the second half they would shut him down more often than we'd like, certainly. Do you think Harbaugh ever said to Monken, like, was it his decision or was it Monken's that he didn't prevent it? Was there any indication of who was actually, you know, did Monken do this and Harbaugh said, okay, you run the offense, or did he say, you know, slow it down or stop running, excuse me?
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people kind of read into Harbaugh having the play sheet out at Green Bay, but I think he's done that before, and I don't think it means a whole lot. I think it's just been Todd Monken at times not having the best feel for what a team should be doing in the game offensively. The one thing that I do kind of wonder about, and I wonder, you know, we're trying to report it, maybe other people are trying to report it, is after that game against the Patriots, like, it's pretty typical that you see Harbaugh come out of the locker room 10 to 15 minutes after that game. That's that kind of cooling off period. We must have waited 25, 30 minutes. And that is quite a while. And I never really got a straight answer from Ravens officials about what exactly happened. If there was a significant argument or fallout after that game, it would not surprise me. Obviously that was the game that Derrick Henry, as you guys alluded to, should have gotten the ball, but did not get the ball. And it seemed like that would be the game that the Ravens season might pivot on. Obviously it didn't, and it came down to that game against the Steelers. But it is possible that could have been something that was either a venue for a meeting between Harbaugh and Ravens officials, or just some blowout between the players and Ravens coaches. But that was just very, very strange that there was this very protracted waiting period. And I still haven't gotten a straight answer on what exactly happened.
Jonas, thanks a lot, my friend. Do you have an idea of who will be the next head coach? And not even a name, but what they're looking for in the next head coach?
Well, it seems like, just based off the names that I've been rattling off, seems like they're looking for not an SEO type. That could be a way premature read on my part. But because just there are a lot more specialist coaches, you know, out there than there are CEO types. Like, if they bring in Robert Saleh, I think you could safely call that a CEO type. But you look at the, you know, coordinators who have come in, from Vance Joseph to, I guess, Davis Webb, who's on the opposite side of the ball, you know, Clint Kubiak, opposite side of the ball. So it does seem like they are potentially more interested in a guy who would come in and be an immediate floor raiser on either offense or defense, rather than a kind of culture setter like John Harbaugh was, who might have an idea on who he wants to bring in coordinator-wise. But I think that's the smart thing to do. You have Lamar Jackson and a talented defense, both of whom need to bounce back in a major way in 2026. So why not get a guy who has proof of concept in his track record that he's going to do a good job here?
Mm-hmm. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Bandit. Jonas, thanks a lot, my friend.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate having me.
Thank you, man. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Odenton and get Boomer. What's up, Boomer?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right, how are you?
Good, good. Hey, real quick, I just wanted to go over my take on John Harbaugh here. I know, being a Baltimore fan, we get the ugly, right? We see from the outside in, that national media, they see all the good. But from the inside looking out, we see the ugly, right? So you see all the national reports, Rappaport, Schefter, Schrader, they all talk about the record and the Super Bowl winning head coach. I just want to say real quick, fellas, I'm 32 years old with a wife and kid, right? We haven't won a Super Bowl since I was not even allowed to legally drink, okay? We needed a change. There was something needed to go, and you know, we tried to change coordinators over the years, but you know, what's the common denominator, right? And I liked Harbaugh for a long time, but it was time to go. And I definitely think that it's a good reset for both. And I'm going to quote his brother, Jim Harbaugh, and say, I hope he goes to the NFC. Thanks, guys. I appreciate the time.
Thank you very much. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I think sometimes change needs to happen. Doesn't mean you're bad at your job.
No, it just does. Some of the change is good. People, yeah. But nobody likes change. Even if it's for the best or if it works out, you don't like it at the time.
Right.
You know, it's just like it's uncomfortable. It's kind of anxiety, you know, inducing. Just nobody likes change.
Yeah.
Just wonder who the head coach is going to be. I mean, I don't know. Like, it's going to be good. It's going to be, who's he going to bring? How's it going to look for the team? How are things going to change? I'm not bowled over by any of the names I'm hearing. I like them, but I'm like, okay.
And I'll say this. I'll ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Were you bowled over by John Harbaugh?
Of course not.
Exactly. Yeah. And 18 years later, and a Super Bowl, and a franchise quarterback, and a high expectations later, here we are in that search again.
Yeah, I just think there's been better, more obvious guys like McDonald with the Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
I knew he was gone. Because to me, he was...
Okay, I got what you're saying.
He's the guy who's like, oh, yeah.
There are no assistants that you're saying, that guy's a head coach.
Yeah.
It's time now. I got you now.
He's outstanding. We got to have him.
I got you.
McDonald was that guy.
Yeah. I got you. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You had something, Joe? Thought you had something.
No. No, it's not. It's not related to this.
Okay.
I got a squirrel moment.
Go ahead.
You did?
Who's out next?
Steve Molesky.
What did you call him one time?
Steve Molesky?
No, you called him something else.
Today?
Just...
I called him something else today?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're going to talk some Orioles baseball a little bit later with Keith Molesky. Keith. We're going to talk some...
you called him Keith again. That's his brother. The first time that happened, Jeremy went, huh? What? Is that his brother? Does he have his brother named Keith?
It's funny. It happened. Now it's to the point where I know what he meant. It's
like, I had to go back. But yes, I'm sorry, Rob. I had a squirrel moment there. I couldn't get over it.
A few minutes later.
Joining us right now is Steve Molesky. What's going on, Steve?
Guys, Steve couldn't make it. This is Keith.
Well played. Well played. And that's the encore for the day, Ed.
My encore brought to you, of course, by Lion's Den, as is every day. Look, you can not have that February panic for the right gift. You know, you're running out to get roses the last second. No. Check out Lion's Den. Upgrade your real fantasy, not your fantasy team. Get the Lion's Den. Find the gear to bring more pleasure, passion, and romance into your life, into your personal life, into your relationship. Score big tonight at Lion's Den. Check them out. Seriously, make great gifts for Valentine's Day. All kinds of things there. So check them out. Lion's Den. Pleasure, passion, romance. Bunch of locations locally. Cockeysville, Catonsville, Severn, et cetera, et cetera. And lionsden.com, of course.
There you go. There you go. 410-583-1057. Dante in Pittsburgh. What's up, Dante?
Hey, how are you gentlemen doing today?
All right. How are you?
All right. Yeah, I called in, earlier in the season when the Ravens were not doing as well. I told you they would turn things around and make it real competitive.
Yep.
But I'm surprised that the team wanted to get rid of Harbaugh. And we have a situation in Pittsburgh where people have been wanting to get rid of Tomlin for years. Around the league, people think he's a great coach. And it seems like it might be the opposite in Baltimore. Where we really think, I think he's been a great coach. And I'm just curious, are you surprised by this? Did you want him fired locally?
I did not want him fired. I'm not surprised, though, because all the rumors coming out, there was a lot of internal strife between Lamar and him. It turned out to be Lamar and Monken, and then he was protecting Monken, so that's how it works.
I thought it was time for a change. I did. I was shocked that they actually pulled the plug on it, Dante, to be honest with you. But I thought I'm in step with Steve Bisciotti because, at a time where you get stagnant and there's no more growth, John Harbaugh is a victim of his own success. And many great coaches go like that. I always talk about Gary Williams. Gary Williams was a victim of his own success. Some coaches fail at what they do. Some coaches are super successful and they can't repeat it. And you become victims of your own success. Ed Towson, what's up, Ed?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I think that, and I agree with that. I think sometimes your message gets stale, and it's tough in this culture with these kids. I say these kids, the way these kids are, and that's not a condemnation. You have to keep something going, Rob, on your level and with what you're doing, with the success you're having, keeping this thing relevant, keeping the message. That's a tough thing to do. I observe it all the time with the football thing. Well, that's what happens with these guys. But here's my question. What are you going to do, like the incoming guy? Is he going to have control or is he going to be filling in? Are you going to do what you're asked? Because you need a guy who's going to revamp the whole culture. And that goes from assessing talent, which I think is not leaves something to be desired, and then the culture of what you're doing 5 days a week, because those things are I question those things. I don't know everything these guys know, but there are some things that they could have done different as far as what they do. I don't know. Maybe something's more technologically sound in a pro football practice than it is in a high school practice, obviously. But how many layers are you going to allow the incoming coach to change? Or is he coming in there saying, okay, we got Lamar Jackson, that's all you need? you're just going to do what you're told, because that's going to make a difference. Like I said before, Rob, you have to be able to run the room. This is my plan. Like Ben Johnson, this is what you're doing wrong, Caleb, and I'm going to critique it and I'm going to make it better. Not, well, you're Caleb Williams, I'm going to do what you told. I'm going to do what I'm told. You got to run the room. You got to let the cat run the room. And I think that's how you success now, because now they're behind the gun. You know, they got to catch everybody else to some degree, except for Lamar Jackson. But you got to make him better. How are you going to make him better? And that's my question. Are you going to let the guy, are you going to give
Ed,
the new coach?
Ed, I appreciate you, bro. We got to go. Thanks a lot. Yeah. Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. What you learned today, Edward?
I learned there's no NHL All-Star Weekend this year. They're just going to have folks on international play since the Olympics, the Winter Olympics, are in Milan next month. And two caps are going. You got Logan Thompson and Tom Wilson going, representing Team Canada. So they'll be over there in Milan, Italy, next month. And we talked about, you know, people not even mentioning the 250th anniversary of the United States.
Yep.
It really has been kind of quiet. There's been little things here and there in football. Major League Baseball is, though. They're having the All-Star game in Philadelphia this year, mm-hmm. specifically to honor the 250. So that's kind of cool.
Ain't baseball great?
Yeah.
Today is National Career Coach Day. Today is also something. This right here, Winter Skin Relief Day.
Yeah.
My winter skin, my hands look like I walk on my knuckles all day.
Yep.
I'm constantly putting, this right here is the fifth bottle of lotion. Nine baby oil. Yeah. Fifth bottle of lotion that I've had in my bag this winter, because I'm constantly putting lotion on my hands.
I've been rubbing my nasal cavity so dried out, I've been pulling my nose all morning.
It's tough, man.
It's just, everything's just dry and cold and winter.
Today is also National Argyle Day. You have anything Argyle?
I do not.
You, Joe?
No, I'm kind of surprised. I'm kind of surprised Ed doesn't.
No.
I had it in the 80s and
90s. I've had it. Yeah.
Like a sweater.
I used to have great Argyle.
Probably in the 80s and 90s. Yeah.
Yeah. Not now. I had some cool stuff.
Yeah.
I mean,
Ed wears stuff all the time that I like. Ed and I have the same shoes. I wouldn't have expected that Ed and I have the same pair of shoes.
Yeah.
And today is also National English Toffee Day.
I love English Toffee.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. Some birthdays, some great people who've left us would have celebrated birthdays today. Bruce Sutter, former reliever. Dwight Clark, the catch, the original catch in San Francisco. Elvis would have celebrated a birthday today.
You better get to the big one.
David Bowie would have celebrated the birthday today. And Stephen Hawking would have celebrated the birthday today. Jason Giambi turns 55 today. Roosevelt Potts turns 55 today. Former pitcher Carl Pavano turns 50 today, and former Major League Baseball player Jeff Francoeur turns 42 today. Yesterday, I made a huge, huge mistake.
Yeah, that's it.
It was Lamar Jackson's birthday yesterday, and I said it was his birthday, and that wasn't my mistake. My little brother celebrated a birthday today. Dean Kramer, Baltimore Orioles, turned 30 yesterday. I apologize, Dean. Happy belated birthday to you, my friend.
There you go.
I texted you guys. I said, I failed. I failed big time. I felt bad about it, and I had to make up for it today. Vinny and Henny up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Ed.
Friday Eve, babe.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.